So, hello, Marco. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine and dandy here in Brooklyn, New York.
Fantastic. Let's talk, first of all, about Corruption Capital, your fantastic new single. I've given it a few airings, so it's broken into the Canadian market airways for the first time, so I gather.
It has, yeah. We've been doing this radio campaign for the last, say, 3 months or so, and been very elated at a lot of the spins that we've been getting around the country. So it's nice to move into Canada now, which we've done quite a few shows in Toronto and found some success there. So we're happy that it's finally getting spun there too.
I know, and that's the thing, going out gigging it live, because I mean that's how I caught the Killing Floor bug. I saw you live and I was never really the same again, actually. So
yeah, it happens. That's kind of the effect we have on people.
It certainly is. So am I right in thinking, I know you've had albums up before, obviously, but am I right in thinking this is the first iTunes single you've actually got on iTunes? Is that right?
This is the first for this record. This is the first single. Our first debut album was on iTunes, but we had a little messy issue with our first record label. So we don't really, to be completely honest with you guys, we don't really push that first album through iTunes because that label ripped us off, and they're basically taking, anytime anybody downloads that first album, we'll never ever see a penny from that. So we send everybody to the Bandcamp.
That explains it. I'd always wondered, and now I know. I think it's good that people do know, because if people are listening, you know, you've got to be aware that people can take advantage if you're starting off and you suddenly realize, hang on a minute, you know.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if they were to download it, obviously they're getting the music, and that's like the most important thing. But it, you know, when we left on such a sour end with the last label, it just doesn't make sense for them to make all the money and us to get zero, zilch.
It nothing, actually isn't, you know? Because I know how much work went into that, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fair dues.
Really
fair dues.
Stick it to the man, you know.
Just absolutely.
Brings us to Corruption Capital, right? You know, it's all about greed, and so there you go.
Yeah, it's all come full circle.
Seems to be this ongoing saga.
Yeah, well, Killing Floor, one of my favorite bands. Your stuff is so consistent, so wonderful. So I've got to ask, one of your members was over here in the UK visiting family. Is he back in New York now? Are you coming over?
How about I be the first to tell you the good news?
Go on.
We are going to be announcing the first date that we have back in the UK.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing. We're coming back.
Okay.
We're going to be playing Brighton again, and this time we'll be at the Green Door Store bar. I believe it's Friday, January 16th.
Oh, it's not that long away.
Brilliant. No, it's coming up. It's coming right around the corner. It's going to be our first show of 2015. We're really looking forward to it. We'll be over there doing some recording the first few weeks of January, just finishing up final touches on the second album.
Sure. And are you using the same place in Atwood, are you?
We'll start there with some pre-production, yeah. And then we'll be back down just outside of Hove, I guess, like in between Brighton and Hove at this other studio.
Okay.
Stronghold Studios with Jez Walton.
Sure. So lovely. So it's all in the southeast. So, that has totally made my, I can't say day because it's evening here, but it's my evening.
Well, I can say it's making my afternoon to speak with you. I love, love hearing your voice, Christine. You have a beautiful accent. Oh, I wish I could share it with all the listeners here around the northeast of the US.
Oh, well, maybe we should think about that. I think the thing is, variety is the spice of life, isn't it? And I can listen to you speak all day. We've met several times. I'm sure we'll meet again, and we seem to get along. It's a musical thing. I really would like to see the Killing Floor over here doing maybe Download again, because that was so successful for you. And people, even on your Facebook, they're saying, when are you coming back?
That was such a great experience. You never forget those ones. And it's kind of like when you get that opportunity to play for that magnitude of audience and such a great stage and festival to be a part of it. Once you get that little taste, it's hard to shake it. You just want more and more. So we're really looking forward to our next festival run. Hopefully this summer we'll get the opportunities to play more and branch out further.
Sure.
The main mission for this trip is to finish the album, because we want to get this full album done for the people. We want everybody to hear all the hard work that we've been putting in over the last, like, say, I guess it's been on and off for the last 2 years. We've been working on it, but that's only because of scheduling and being in different countries and whatnot. But we've written, and we also want to write the best possible songs. So we've amassed quite a bit of new material, and we're just picking through and making sure that we're getting the people the best material that we know how.
Well, that's great, and great that you're coming to Brighton. Obviously, I will be there. That is brilliant news. So onwards and upwards for The Killing Floor.
Yeah, we're excited. It'll be great to see you again. Maybe we'll even pop into to your studio, and this time I'll try not to gash my head open like I did last
yes.
time. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That wasn't good, was it?
Classic Darko move. Here we are loading into the Susie Radio Show, and there was a big gust of southeast wind. Our car door slammed into the back of my head, and mere minutes before I had to go perform on your show, if you recall.
It wasn't good. You sort of mopped up the blood and just carried on.
Nothing a good cup of tea can't help fix, you know, right? So yeah, you fixed me up. And
yeah, I did. Played a couple of Ramones tracks and it was all okay, wasn't it?
That's it. Gabba Gabba Head, cup of tea.
Yeah.
Acoustic guitar. Got my friends, got Christine and Susie Radio. We're good to go.
We're all okay. Actually, Richie Ramone is over here, Boiler Room in Guildford, so that should
cool.
be good.
He's a nice bloke. I've met him before over here at the Joey Ramone birthday party. I've seen him play. He gets up there and does some songs with, you know, all the different tributes that they do here.
Okay.
And I've met him. He's taller than you imagine in person. That guy, I think he might be, aside from Joey, he might be the tallest of Ramone's legacy, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll catch him. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was fast. I mean, he's a fast drummer. He played faster than many of the Ramones drummers, both Tommy and Marky. He liked to take the songs up a notch, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so I gather. So,
yeah,
brilliant. Okay, cool. Well, it's fantastic to speak to you, and
likewise.
Great to see you soon. That's great. It's only a couple of months away now. So,
yeah, thank you, Susie Radio listeners, for checking out Corruption Capital and for your continued support of The Killing Floor. We can't ask for much more.
Okay, catch you soon.
Yeah, keep up with us on our Instagram or Facebook page and tkfmusic.com.
Okay.
And this is Darko for The Killing Floor.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.